All right. Hello, everyone. Happy Friday, February 9th. Yeah, that's crazy. Welcome back to another episode of Discali. My name's Oliver, and we're going to get started today with obviously a new album, a new artist, which is always super, super exciting. And as per usual, I mean, not usual, because sometimes I'm alone, but I did bring in a very special guest today. I brought in my best friend, Lila. I've known her for such a long time today. Sorry, not a long time today, but like I've known her for such a long time. And I've been telling her a lot to come onto the show. And, you know, she's finally back in town after studying abroad. Lila, how are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks so much for having me, Ollie.
Of course. No, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to have you. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And before we do get started with the content, I just want to say and acknowledge that CITR is broadcasted and situated on the unceded traditional lands of the Musqueam, Coast Salish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. But okay. Should we?
Let's get into it. Yeah.
Oh my God! The rush of doing a show is just
I know,
so much fun.
My heart's beating. Getting a little sweaty.
All right. So today we're gonna be talking about Peach Pit.
Yeah.
I feel
my
like.
Fave.
Yeah, I was gonna say I feel like everyone in Vancouver is like kind of.
They're a staple.
They're a staple. Everyone kind of like knows about Peach Pit. To be honest, though, I only recently.
Hey.
Knew that they existed.
Yeah.
Because, like, last February, I took a trip to Victoria to, like, stay with a couple friends.
Yeah.
And we went to, like, this, like, super underground, like, indie, like, no, like, I'm not talking, like, Peach Pit wasn't even there. I'm talking, like.
Underground.
I think it was Peanut Butter Telephone is the name of their band.
That checks out.
Yeah.
With
and
the
then,
Vancouver vibe.
And then, like, my friend Jen, she was just trying to tell me. She was like, oh, yeah, they're, like, very much like Peach Pit, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And I'm like, who is Peach Pit?
I mean, yeah, fair. I always tell you. I'm like, oh, like, you know, like, this is a pretty popular song. Like, you'd probably know it. And you're always like, I think that's just.
Crickets. Oops. Yeah, no, a little embarrassing. But it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
fine. But, yeah, so Peach Pit is an indie rock band.
Yeah, they are.
From Vancouver, British Columbia.
Woot woot.
Which is super exciting because, you know, we got some local artists.
Oh, yeah.
And they've made it pretty big. I mean,
I
think they're still on their way up to, like, more fame.
Yeah.
But we saw them in Oshiega.
Oh, yeah.
I always mention Oshiega on the show. I'm just like, guys, Oshiega.
Yeah, the whole set.
But, like, no, yeah, we'll get into a little bit of what we thought about Oshiega. But, yeah, like I said, they're from Vancouver, British Columbia. Originally, there are four members, but they just recently, in 2022, added a fifth member.
Okay.
So we have Neil, Mikey, Peter, Chris, and the new member called Dougal. Chris
Sweet.
Is the one with the mustache, right?
Yes.
Yes, I think.
Don't test me on this.
I can't remember. I'm not going to lie. But I know Neil is the lead vocals.
Yeah, we love him.
With the long hair. Honestly, that man, like, performing live, he's...
He has something in him.
Such a character.
Yeah.
Such a character. Yeah. But yeah, they describe their music, their own music, as to be chewed bubblegum pop.
Okay.
What do you feel about that?
I feel like I agree with that. Yeah, it's a little bit, like, edgy and, you know, it's got the rock. I'm sure you've, like, ventured through their discography and stuff. But it's also, like, soft and pink and, like, I see it.
Yeah, kind of the vibes.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, yeah, it's definitely, like, not, like, hardcore rock. Like,
yeah.
You know, there's definitely something, like, I guess
no,
that's the difference
metal.
Between, like, yeah. I mean, like, the difference between, like, indie rock and, like, hardcore rock.
Yeah, exactly.
It's, like, indie is, like, a little more, like, you can picture yourself, like, in a car during the summer.
Road
all the
trip.
Windows are down, you know, and you're
wind
just, like.
Wind blowing, you're on BC coast.
Yeah, you hear that, or, like, maybe, like, the Sea to Sky Highway,
yeah,
and then you're just, like, oh, yeah, like, Peach Pit's play, like, turn it up.
Literally,
But I think, yeah, that's usually what I picture myself with, like, indie pop. So Peach Pit, in 2016, they released their first EP called Sweet F.A., which marked the beginning of their band back in 2016.
Wow. I mean, I think that was when I was, like, started getting into them.
Okay.
And I kind of, like, okay, this is a little bit cringe, but, like, I was really into them, and then they got a little too mainstream for my taste. And so I didn't listen to them until this year while I was away in Paris.
Ooh. You went to Paris?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's crazy. I didn't know that. no, yeah. I mean, you were saying, like, you kind of found this connection to, like, Vancouver or, like, kind of like BC, BC, like, local BC bands, because, like, you know, it kind of felt like home.
It totally did. Like, I think I was, not gonna lie, a little homesick, and I mean, just, like, knowing, I don't know, that they're from BC, it was very heartwarming.
I mean, the artist that we'll talk about later as, like, our discovered artist is someone that, like, Lila really got into.
Yeah, also,
same thing. So,
Yeah,
that'll be that. But yeah, and then they released, like I said, they released their first EP in 2016, and then their breakthrough and debut album called Being So Normal, which is the album we'll be talking about today, was released in 2017. And it kind of took off for them from there. Because I don't even know if it was a lead single. I don't think so. But perhaps. But Alrighty Aphrodite.
Yeah.
Ended up being on the Billboard Canadian charts.
Oh,
I think
no way.
Peaked at number 35.
Okay.
Which is awesome.
That's
it's really
sick.
Good for them. And then, yeah, and they released their next album in 2020 called You and Your Friends,
mm-hmm.
Which was like during the pandemic. I don't even remember the pandemic that well, but like I don't know if artists were doing well in like streaming numbers during the pandemic.
Well, I saw the 2020 release and I was like, damn, okay.
I know. Can you think of that like 4 years ago?
Yeah. Don't even. Don't even.
And then they released From 2 to 3 in 2022. So 2 years ago.
Oh,
and if we follow these release patterns, because I just love following release patterns. We should expect a new album either this year or next year.
Well, I don't know if you've been keeping up to date, but they've been hinting quite a lot. So
I think yeah.
Something's
I mean they've
coming.
Been they've been touring a little bit, like small little shows every now and then, some festivals.
Yeah.
They've
been in the stew though.
But like that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like I think they're giving themselves enough space between like shows
totally.
So that they can make music and then maybe release music, which is always exciting.
Yeah.
But yeah, Peach Pit and Oshiega.
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, let me just say I was like reawakened at Oshiega.
Mm-hmm.
I think the band as a whole is they're just such a great collective energy and they really like bounce off each other.
Right.
And I mean, I was surprised how many people were at that. not in a, you know, of course, like who wouldn't want to go, but it's a big festival and there's tons of other artists. And so there was a huge crowd.
I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stages, I think they had.
Yeah.
The two main big ones. They had like the Coca-Cola one.
Yeah.
The other one.
And they're all pretty far. It's at least like 10-15 minute
like
walk.
I was going to say it's like a kilometer at least.
Yeah.
I think. I mean, like,
I
it
walked
felt
so much
like a kilometer. I'm not going to lie.
By the end of the day, yeah.
But no, yeah, I mean, like, like I said, like Oshiega's in Montreal. It's a music festival in Montreal. And I'm pretty sure, like, I mean, people are supporting Canadian artists. Like, obviously, there's a lot of American artists and, like, international artists as well.
Yeah.
But, like, when it came to Canadian artists, like, there was a good crowd.
Yeah, yeah.
And if I remember correctly, that show in specific
was,
like, broad daylight. Sun was hitting.
It was.
And then
like
they just hit
degrees.
Us with, like, the sprinklers.
Yeah.
You remember
that? No,
those?
Yeah, it was intense. That was like full force.
Yeah, because we were just like, we were just chilling there. We had our friends around and we were like, oh my God, Peach Pit's coming on. My friend Sydney also like really, really likes Peach Pit.
Yeah.
And so we were just all gathered there. It was like honestly like a bit of like a high school reunion kind of thing.
It really was.
And then
shout out kids.
And then Peach Pit came on and then obviously like Neil with his long hair just kind of like, you know, headbanging, which was like got the crowd moving.
Love you, Neil.
And then. And then, yeah, they just hit us with that water and we all got really wet.
Yeah.
But I mean, I was dying of heat.
It was like not even hitting. It was like pounding us with the water.
Yeah. I can't remember. I think that was the day of Billie Eilish, I think.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we left like a little bit into, like a little bit before they finished like fully. But they played Alrighty Aphrodite, which
I was
going like, to
say,
we
caught,
really wanted to,
you know,
to see.
One of the most important songs.
And then, yeah, and then we went over to Billie Eilish and stood there for 3 hours until she came out. But that's okay. But yeah, okay. So basically, the show run through how it works is that every episode we basically have one album that we run through. Today's gonna be Peach Pit's "Being So Normal," and then we talk a little bit about like a more underground artist, less known artist who's like kind of similar in vibe.
Yeah.
And we just kind of talk about their music and give our kind of like first impressions. I've listened to them a little bit, but like I haven't really like gotten into it.
Awesome.
And then today our episode will be dedicated to Fun Drive. Fundrive 2024, say yes to CITR's Fun Drive, where everyone, you know, gives back a little bit to the community and donates whatever you want. Everything's appreciated. So make sure to donate if you can at CITR.ca and donate to Fun Drive. And it's super exciting.
Because then
we can, you know,
can
put
hear
on these
more
shows.
Of our lovely voices.
our beautiful, lovely voices at 11 in the morning.
Ooh.
So that's awesome. But yeah, like I said, The album for today is Being So Normal, and I just want to quickly run through the vinyl pressings before we actually get into the music. Because I feel like sometimes I just bring them out of nowhere. I'm like, okay, vinyls. But okay, so Being So Normal was mass-produced on Standard Black. We all know that.
Been looking for that.
It's been, I guess it's just Vancouver. It's like everything's just sold out if you're from Vancouver.
Yeah.
But. There are other pressings, and I didn't know.
Oh.
So their first album was under the label Kingfisher Blues until they, and then the later ones are under Columbia Records.
Yeah.
So like quite the upgrade. But they had this limited Euro tour minty green. I'm going to show you. It's a terrible photo, but it's on a green, like a minty green.
Oh my gosh.
And then they had this pink pre-order. There's no photo. Sorry.
Oh my gosh.
But then they had this limited pink blue splatter vinyl, which I think you're really going to like.
No way.
And that was only to 500 copies.
You guys, you got to look this up because, wow, it's very peach pit.
Only 500 copies.
That's crazy.
Which is unfortunate because they're all sold out.
Yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't get me anywhere.
Yeah.
But it's nice to look at.
It's nice to look at. Yeah. You know, you can appreciate it a little bit. But yeah, that's kind of the vinyl pressings of it. I guess we can run through the set list a little bit.
Yeah.
Not the set list, the track list of the album.
Set list.
The first song is Drop the Guillotine, which we will be listening to later. Yeah. And then we have the title track of the album called Being So Normal. Then we have Techno Show, which I love Techno Show. It's such a fun, jumpy song with like an upbeat drum. Like, ooh,
and
ooh,
I love
ooh,
the,
ooh,
oh,
ooh,
yeah.
And then we have Alrighty Aphrodite, which is like their hit song out of the album.
Yeah.
Chagu's Side Turn.
Oh my gosh.
Chagu's Side Turn.
Such a fun little bop.
Very uplifting song filled with like crazy madness.
It's like my laundry song.
Yeah. And then we have Not Me, Hot Knifer, Private Presley, and Tommy's Party.
Ooh.
Ooh. Fun. All right. So I think we should play
the first song. Yeah, let's hear something.
Okay. So the first song we're going to play is Drop the Guillotine, which is obviously the first song of the album. So it's like a nice introduction to like what we're going to be listening to for the rest of the show.
Yeah.
All right, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Drop the Guillotine by Peach Pit.
Thank you.
All right, welcome back. That was not being so normal. That was "Drop the Guillotine" by Peach Pit. Really fun song.
Yeah.
What did you think?
I love that version. So if you didn't know, for all you listeners out there, or you too, Ollie, so Sweet FA, the EP you were talking about earlier, they have the, like, I guess, quote-unquote, original release of the song.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, a way slower, moodier,
kind
of sadder take on the song. And so this one, they totally revamped it and kind of made it into, you know, light, fun,
mm-hmm.
even though it's kind of sad. Totally sad.
I mean, I didn't know that at all. I didn't know that, you know, that was kind of, like, part of their first EP.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that adds to what I was going to say. I think personally, like, the highlight of the song is definitely the electric guitar. Other than the vocals and, like, the melody.
It goes crazy.
I mean, you just hear, like, that right in the back.
Yeah.
But yeah, like you said, it's a bit of a sad song. Like, other, like, if you take away, like, the super, like, kind of, like, upbeat,
mm-hmm.
intricate
melody
and, you know, music.
Yeah.
I mean, just like this one line: "You sure know how to drop that guillotine on me, though you would never see me bleed." Bit
Ouch.
Of a contradiction
yeah.
of feelings towards loving someone.
Yeah, I know. I mean, even just the title, though, like, bringing that back into,
yeah.
You know, every
if nobody knows what a guillotine is, a guillotine was basically used in the olden days for execution, which is, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Pretty harsh.
Pretty harsh, I'm not going to lie. but, I mean, it existed.
But,
so I guess he's just talking about, like, you know how to, like, you know, like, make me feel really hurt.
Yeah.
A bit of an understatement saying, you know, make me feel really hurt. But, like, basically, like, being like, oh, I'm so dead, but you would never want to watch me suffer.
You know how to just, like...
You know how to, like, end it, but you would never want to see me, like, actually...
Yeah. You don't give up.
Yeah, exactly. but I think the use of imagery in the song, like, he also says, "Wipe his neck and leave her in between."
Oh.
So, like, I guess I kind of just, like, walk it off. Like, walk it off. You're good.
Yeah,
you're good.
Yeah,
you know, you're on the guillotine.
On the
you're fine. You know, walk it off. So, you know,
let me just,
like, you know, take away the blood from my neck. And just, like, you know what? Like, go on with my day.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. I didn't.
Yeah, I know. Like, the imagery?
Yeah, bring that out. I mean, I think overall, like, this album, but Peach Pit in general, their imagery is just great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a
like,
sucker
their lyrics
for
are pretty
it.
Good.
Yeah. Good lyricism.
But, yeah. So, that was "Drop the Guillotine." Other than the, I know there was, like, a little guitar solo there.
Yeah.
So I guess, I think it was Chris, right?
Yeah. I mean,
it's Chris.
Yeah, let's just assume.
But, like, no, he went crazy. He was like,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so fun. I remember that inner shake too. He was like, oh, yeah. And then I remember
He had, like, these crazy wide leg stance. He's, like, doing, like, a sumo squat. I'm like, okay, arm and leg work.
Yeah. So that was "Drop the Guillotine." If we go down a little bit down the track list, just kind of talk a little bit about the songs. "Being So Nomo" is the track title. The title track of the album. And actually, I was listening to it, and half of the song is just instrumental. And then, like, half of it is, like, vocal.
Because
it's, like, a four-minute song-ish, and then, like, fully just 2 minutes is just instrumental.
I love that song. I, like, play it at home sometimes on the guitar because it's easy like that,
It's super fun. And then "Techno Show," which is, like I said, just super upbeat.
Yeah.
I wish I could play it, but I'll leave that up to you guys to listen at home.
Yes.
But I think we should play the next song, "Tommy's Party," so that we can move on down the show.
Okay, guys, we're taking it way down.
I was going to say, "Tommy's Party" is a little bit, it's more chill. It's more chill. I feel like as you go through the album, it gets, like, a lot more, like...
It's just kind of a
sad.
Denouement.
Oh,
over
okay,
time.
French.
Okay, creative writing.
Okay, creative writing.
I mean, yeah, kind of. It's giving me, like, Sunday night energy, you know.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the peak of, like, in like as you go down the album is maybe, like, Shegu's "Side Turn."
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, the climax, and then it just fully goes down.
Rising action. Yeah.
Rising action. You got "Already Aphrodite," and then.
Literally.
But yeah, let's play some Tommy's Party.
Let's do it.
There are a couple. I think there's, like, a little curse words in there. I can't remember. It does say explicit, so just if you are, just be wary of that. Listener discretion is advised. But yeah, let's listen to "Tommy's Party." You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Peach Pit with "Tommy's Party." Thank you.
Hey there, bud, how'd it go? Last night I saw you at the bandstand looking pretty slammed. Did you see me feeding all my drinks to Cam? Probably not, I guess. You were quite the mess. And that girl who tagged along there with you, I never caught her name, but she seemed fucked up too. Ooh. From where I sat, she looked to be having fun keeping up with you, just like I used to.
Hola, hola, hola. This is DJ Bruja.
And this is DJ D-Rod.
From
Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. This week is Fun Drive here at CITR, the one time each year where we ask for your support to help us keep local, independent, and alternative voices on the air.
We said yes to CITR 5 years ago, and we will continue to say yes to CITR 5 years from now. The question is, will you?
Supporting CITR is no gamble. This love is made to last. If you're in a position to contribute, please visit donatetocitr.ca to donate.
Gracias y besitos.
MRG Live presents Zahara at the Fox Cabaret on March 26, 2024. Hailing from LA's Highland Park, Zahara makes detailed melodic indie rock that flits between shoegaze, post-punk, and dream pop. Their airy melodies, pensive guitar, and heart-churning lyrics join to create a dreamy indie rock. Don't miss Zahara at the Fox Cabaret on March 26, 2024. Tickets are on sale now at admitone.com.
All right, welcome back. So, that was Tommy's Party.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Send me to, like, into a little trance there. You
know? So, yeah, like we said, it's a bit of a slower and a bit of a sadder song.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading a bit about the song, but, like, I feel like clearly if you listen to the lyrics, the vibes of, like, I think it's, like, of being drunk at a party and the aftermath that comes with it.
Yeah,
talking about Tommy's Party. I think I read that, like, it was written because, like, they went to their friend Tommy's party.
Yeah.
And then they just, like, got super...
Schwasted.
And then, yeah. It's just kind of, like, the experience of, like, the aftermath and, like, you know, waking up and, you know, I mean,
well,
a bit of experience there.
I also feel like there's, you know, there's the whole bit about seeing, like, an ex or so, like, you know.
Yeah.
All of that.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Those lyrics, I can't remember the exact ones right now, but... that mixed with being like in that state, and I mean, one totally side comment, but I don't know if this is like me being biased or a little bit, you know, but I feel like the vibe of the song is very much like a Vancouver house party, like, you know, like,
wow, that's so niche.
No,
because I mean, it's such a very specific vibe.
Yeah, like, it's, you know, it's not like some crazy rager with red solos and like,
yeah, I'm not gonna lie, like, Vancouver parties, especially like house parties, I mean, like, especially the ones maybe I have been to, I don't know, but they're not like,
it's more anything, of like a like, get together.
Yeah, it's not like anything crazy, I feel like.
Yeah
I don't know,
I mean maybe, like, this one was, but
maybe, I mean, yeah. If a song came out of it, then maybe.
True.
But yeah, no, I feel like Vancouver parties are very like not like less crazy party rager vibes, but like,
it's definitely not like the movies.
Gonna say, it's not like the movies and TV shows. It's like, especially like when you consider like some TV shows that were like filmed in Vancouver, like Riverdale, or like, you know, you know, shows like that.
Yeah,
that like they like picture parties and like, you know, crazy real. I mean, obviously they're not in Vancouver. They're in like, I think, Washington or something, in the series. But like the parties aren't like that.
Yeah,
they're just very chill.
I like it.
Maybe like 20 people max.
And
like,
yeah,
a little
cap
house.
It at that.
Yeah, just cap it at that.
Some ciders.
But all right, let's kind of move on a little bit so we have enough time to talk about. Oh, should we talk about? Okay, wait. I'm just gonna tell them the artist. So the artist that we're gonna discover later is called Loving Band. And we're gonna talk about their music in general, not exactly one specific album, but their music in general and some of the songs that we personally like a lot. But before we get there, we're gonna play one last song of Peach Pit. So sad. We're going to play their hit off of the song.
Alrighty,
Aphrodite. So, Lila, who is Aphrodite?
I mean, from my research, she is the goddess of love and romance, I think.
Yeah, so Aphrodite is the goddess of love, lust, and beauty.
Lust and beauty, lust. Got it. Yeah, I mean, I would say in this song, she's kind of portrayed as a bit of a player.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I was gonna say a bit of like a heartbreaker,
not the nicest little man either.
That's why she's like, okay, alrighty, Aphrodite, like, take a chill a little bit, like, I get it, you're beautiful, but like, I have feelings, you know, kind of thing.
Totally.
But I think let's let them listen to the song first, and then we can talk about it.
Yeah.
And then we can, like, get into it and what we feel.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Peach Pit with Already Aphrodite. That was Peach Pit with Already Aphrodite.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, I can tell why the song was just, you know, the lead.
Single. I mean, yeah, I remember him saying at Osh that he was like, does anybody have an ex they hate? I'm pretty sure he said that.
Real.
And then that's he played so this. Bad. So, yeah, I mean, I see why it's
an ex they hate.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, that's a way to get the crowd pumping for sure. But yeah, like we said, Aphrodite is the goddess of love, lust, and beauty. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the first lyric really, again, back with this imagery.
Yeah.
I think it really brings in how they try to like paint the picture. But like Aphrodite, I think, yeah, there's a lot of the paintings that portray her are of her coming out of a clamshell, mm-hmm. which like is one of the first lyrics, like, oh, take a seat back into your clamshell, like, yeah, you know, go back into your clamshell. Kind of just like, we don't want you.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
And I was even just looking. There's like another, it's like Little Pearl, You Think You're in Gold, but I can see the dirt in your lines.
Ooh,
she's
ouch.
A little yeah.
She's actually a little dirty. She's a little, dirty. She's a little shower.
Not playing. Yeah.
Yeah, no. But yeah, I mean, it's the whole song is like being blinded by someone's beauty and then, you know, kind of, I guess.
Getting screwed over.
Screwed over.
In the process, yeah.
And then also, like, when I listen to this, is like, also, like, there's definitely some internal hate of, like, falling for that, you know, kind of just
yeah.
like.
Yeah. Well, you got to take the risk.
Yeah.
When you
yeah,
do that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
then that's the price you pay, unfortunately.
But I love, 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 love the very chill drums, which adds to the mm-hmm. song. And also, like, the drumstick hitting on the side of the drum. Like, you know how, like,
yeah.
how they make that sound when they're, like, you know?
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
they, like, hold their hand in a weird way, but, like, the drumstick just hits on, like, right on the edge.
Yeah. No, it's nice.
I think I was trying to tell you, like, during the little break of what the vibe is of me, like, that I feel in the song.
Yeah.
I think it's, like, it's very, like, there's, like, a mysterious tone to it.
Yeah.
But there's also a bit of, like, an elevator feel.
Yeah.
So I was telling Leela, I was like, picture me a spy going up an elevator. That's yeah, the music I yeah. want to hear.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, like the.
Definitely got that James Bond feel.
Also, I just love the use of their breaks in the song as well. Like they take like full like breaks and then they go back into it.
Yeah.
I think it's just like,
almost catches you off guard.
Yeah, you're
like,
whoa.
Like she did.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh.
What if that's totally what they meant?
That is. That probably, I wouldn't be surprised. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I know. Sometimes I say like such like crazy things where I'm just like, I might
is
just
this
be
a
like,
reach?
Yeah, I'm like, am I reaching? Am I overthinking it? I'm like, am I overanalyzing? But like, maybe they did.
Hey, it's subjective.
Like, if
so.
You didn't, if you didn't listen to last week's episode about SZA, oh my god, I shouldn't go into this. But then we were playing, I think, Normal Girl.
Yeah.
And I think the beginning of the song starts with like, psh, 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 and I was telling Christine, I was like, it sounds like someone's punching you, you know? And I was like, yeah, she totally thought that.
Yeah,
like, I don't think she did.
Definitely.
But anyway. That was Already Aphrodite by Peachpit. That concludes our little Peachpit section. So
no.
let's go into loving.
Yes.
Who is loving, Leela?
They are, I believe, from the island, Vancouver
They are.
Island.
They're from Victoria, BC.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm not totally sure how many members there's been over the years, but mm-hmm. I actually found them because I was at an Alice Phoebe Lou concert in Paris. And they were the openers. They actually did a collab on stage, too, where, like, Alice, or I don't know what she goes by, but sang one of their songs while they played because the lead singer was sick or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, love their music. It's nice to just kind of morning, routine, whatever.
Right.
Again, yeah, back to my whole thing. Like, they're very comforting, Vancouver cozy realness.
Yeah.
But
we were talking about the members in the group. There are three as of right now.
Okay.
There's David.
Yeah.
And then brothers Lucas and Jesse.
Okay.
So there's two brothers.
Okay. They all have a similar look, so I wouldn't be surprised.
I feel like it's like that indie boy
yeah.
rock look.
The grown out
the,
hair.
Yeah, the grown out hair, you know, but like very like mysterious
Ooh,
kind of thing.
Yeah.
Buttons. But their genre is psychedelic folk.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Folk rock. That's what they kind of have it
as. I don't have a name for it, but that is the name.
Yeah, so. I mean, like, whenever I think of psychedelic, I just always think of cigarettes after sex. Always.
Yeah,
I feel like that's so psychedelic.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they released a self-titled EP in 2016 called Loving.
Mm-hmm.
And then they released their debut LP, If I Am Only My Thoughts, on January 1st of 2020.
Yeah.
And then they're, like, recently been releasing some more songs on February. Oh, actually, oh my God, jokes. Today they released a whole new
way.
I don't know if this is an LP or an album, 10 songs. It's called Any Light. And yeah,
oh
it has 10 songs.
That must have been when we were like in class.
I was gonna say, I was like, whoa.
That's crazy.
Because I was like this morning, I was like, oh yeah, like at like 12 in the morning, I was like, oh let me just like plan the show.
Cool.
But yeah, I think it's an album. It says right here, albums Any Light. So
oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
That's awesome.
That's crazy. Okay, so
Go
I think
loving.
We should just get into their music.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, before anything, I was actually going to play No Mask. Now, like, No Mask is from the new album, so let's actually play that, get a feel about it, talk
Perfect.
About it, and then, oh my god, this is so exciting. Okay, you're listening to CATR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Loving with No Mask.
What if I loved you like I couldn't ask every day? I loved you.
we just cross paths without the usual man, without the usual man. I'm beginning to see what it means to be free and love.
Mark your calendar for February 29th, 2024, because the Study and Go Abroad Fair is coming to Vancouver at the Vancouver Convention Center. Don't miss this free opportunity to start planning your next step in education at the undergraduate or postgraduate level, or to travel abroad. Meet with top universities, graduate schools, and professional schools from Canada and around the world to learn about the university and college programs on offer, scholarships, as well as travel, work, and volunteer opportunities worldwide. To learn more or to register for free, please visit studyandgoabroad.com and join us February 29th at the Vancouver Convention Center.
None of them are real special.
Yes, yes, yes. DJ Autonomy here from Copy Paste Radio. And sometimes people ask me, if you love CITR so much, why don't you marry it? And I thought,
what are you frightened of?
Why not?
Being alone, I guess.
If you love CITR just as much as I do,
dying alone, living alone,
make the pledge today.
Yes.
Go to donate2citr.ca.
Being alone, you know.
We're trying to keep this great community radio station going. We're trying to raise $20,000. Because CITR will never leave you alone. If you're ready to make the pledge, donate2citr.ca.
All right, welcome back. That was Loving with No Mast.
Oh,
what did you feel?
Music to my ears.
Yeah, I mean it's very nice. Sorry, I forgot to turn your mic there for a second.
There we go.
But what did you feel, Leela?
It was
a little bit distracted.
Yeah, lovely. I mean, they really are. They got me loving.
Yeah, they got you loving.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And whoa.
Whoa. But yeah, that was their new song from the new album.
I'm still shook about that.
Oh my God. I feel like I should be aware of this.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, come on. I love it.
I'm like, New Music Fridays. I forget it's Friday sometimes. I'm so caught up with my work.
I gotta
listen to a lot of music today. Yeah. I mean, so many people dropped. I think Madison Beer dropped as well today. She dropped a house song.
Whoa. Okay, I'm into that.
So overwhelmed. But anyway. Yeah. So yeah. So Loving has, like I said, they're self-titled, which released in 2016.
Yeah.
And then I'm Only My Thoughts back in 2020, and then 2024. February 9th, today.
A little birthday present for me.
A little early birthday present. Yeah, everyone. Yeah. Happy early birthday to Leela. Her birthday's tomorrow.
The big
2-1, 21.
Yeah.
And then we have Any Light that came out today. But I think
Beauty.
This next song, Leela, a little request from Leela. I was between Visions and Bali, but I mean, like, we can play your song today.
Okay.
But it's off of the first self-titled album,
yes,
called Loving.
Yes.
And you want to say something a little bit about it? Like, what do you feel?
Well, kind of like all their music, just makes me happy and relaxed. And I don't know if anyone's been to Salt Spring, but it kind of just makes me feel like I'm there, which is, I always have such fond memories there.
I feel like it'd be kind of crazy. Like, I feel, since they're from the island too.
Yeah.
It's
possible. Yeah.
Honestly, it's possible they wrote it in Salt Spring. Like...
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah.
Guys, I've never been.
Oh.
Gasp. Lacking. I'm sorry. I know. I'm a local, but I'm not local. It's okay. But let's play it, and then we'll talk about it a little bit more.
Perfect.
Let's play, I don't even know how to pronounce it. Is it Bowley?
I think so.
Bowley?
Bowley
goes dancing drunk into the future. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Loving.
Maybe you could talk freely, speak to me for once so truly, for once so truly I could know. Swear you're gone, swear I'm standing. That would really be something. Most ways and most days I am clearly disappearing. I am clearly disappearing at the thought of our nearing. And it was there you declared.
Alrighty. That was Bowie Goes Dancing, Jump into the Future. Honestly, I take back what I said. No, I didn't say they weren't psychedelic, but like I can just really see the psychedelic now, yeah, in all honesty. Like,
definitely.
It's there.
More of a rock vibe, though.
Yeah, not folk.
Yeah.
Like, folk for me is like more like.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just because like acoustic guitar.
Their vibe is folk.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I mean, how did you feel when they were live in Paris?
Super indie.
Super like, indie?
Yeah.
Or was it like less psychedelic or like more folky? Like,
No. I would say definitely matching the psychedelic energy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they had all like the fog machine going and the lights. Mm-hmm. So added to the experience. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But no, I love them. That was such a great song.
Yeah, they're very chill. I feel like I would like listen to them like on a walk, like near the
beach
or something.
Like sun ablazing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Super good.
I don't know. I think it might just be like that they're from here, but I mean their vibes and their music, you can just tell.
That's what I'm saying.
They're from the West Coast.
You always know.
Like, you just know. Like even like Peach Pit, like loving, yeah, like come on.
They've
I feel like everyone here is kinda like in Vancouver or like kinda like the West Coast is like floating.
But I like that. I like that we have our own sound and vibe. Like I feel, mm-hmm, like I can listen to some West Coast / Vancouver music.
Right,
and
right.
I just know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, I'm starting to think of, like, more West Coast, like, artists that are, like, kind of, like, getting out there.
Yeah.
Like, Carly Rae Jepsen's from Mission, BC.
Is she really?
Yeah.
But you know who is also from BC? Isn't Nelly Furtado?
She's from Victoria.
Yeah,
right.
So that's a curveball.
I was going to say, so maybe like, tone down the statement a little bit. Just because, like, that's both, like, absolute pop queens.
Yeah.
But, like, they're floating in their own world.
Yeah, okay. There are material girls in the material world.
Oh my god, I love Nelly Furtado.
Yeah.
Oh my god, guys, I'm gonna have to do her. Like, it's not gonna be like a discover artist because like,
just like dedication.
Just dedicate for Nelly Furtado her like Loose album and then Carly Rae Jepsen's Emotion,
mm-hmm,
album.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, so many people to do.
Oh yeah.
But that concludes our show for today.
Wow, it's been real.
I know. I mean, the rest of the show, we do have a couple minutes left, but we're going to talk about Fun Drive.
Fun Drive.
And we're going to talk about why I said yes to CITR. And maybe I can get Leela to say yes to CITR soon.
Very inclined.
Very inclined. Yeah. I mean, I did want to say just before we get into that up next we have Dave Radio Presents, The Eclectic Lunch. So stay tuned at 12 midday to listen to his show. But yeah, should we talk about why I said yes?
Mm-hmm, let's hear it.
Oh my god, guys, Fun Drive, so fun. I mean, Fun Drive did finish yesterday, but it is open still, I think, until the finale tomorrow. Make sure February 10th, if you're in town, 8 p.m. Red Gate, we have a finale with a bunch of music, a bunch of fun vibes. So make sure if you want, you can come. There's more information online at citr.ca.
Get your donations in.
Yeah, get your donations in. Have fun. There's some merch if you want merch. Super exciting.
Cute.
But yeah, why did I say yes to CITR?
Why did you, Ollie?
My God.
Tell us.
Should I tell you my little meet cute with CITR?
Aww.
So I knew about CITR. I mean, it's in the Nest, so I'd always see it, and I'd always be like, oh my God, what is this? Like, there's definitely, like, you can see that radio booth. the little radio booth, but... I think it really was when, you were gone for the semester,
mm-hmm,
and I was just kind of checking around clubs, and I was walking around. I obviously, like, joined the calendar, and then I joined CITR. I put down, like, my little email,
mm-hmm,
because they totally attracted me because they had vinyls to give away.
Yeah.
They were just like, oh, take a vinyl, and I'm just like,
and that's how you hook
all. Duh. Like, I'm gonna take it. So I walked up, I asked a little bit about it. I was like, oh, like maybe I can actually like, at first I wanted to join the Discord magazine, which I was just like, oh, like I'll have like a little section where I talk about albums already existed. So then I was like, oh, fair enough. I was like, you know what? I'll just let them do their thing.
Yeah.
I'll find a different way to, I don't know, talk about music endlessly because I'm just, oh my God.
Yeah.
I'd never
stop
talking.
Who wouldn't want to?
And so then I came for like kind of like a little orientation that they had. And I was very nervous because I was like, oh my God, like everyone here is like such a character, you know, like everyone's just so friendly. And it's like, I wasn't scared of them being friendly. I was just scared of like, I don't know, just where I was going to go with everything and fitting in and everything.
Yeah.
But everyone at CITR is just so, so, so lovely. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the main reasons why I said yes to CITR. And then the process just kind of took off. I did my training. Mm-hmm. So if you also want a show and you go to UBC, or if you're not, you can always hop in and check it out. But I did my training. It was super easy. Everyone was super nice. And then I...
The process was so cute to watch.
I know.
Like, the updates I'd be getting,
I'd be like, Leela. I'd be like, I did my training. I got approved.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I just brainstormed my show idea. And I think the first thing I did was a visual. Yeah, I immediately went on Canva, and I was just like, I need a visual of my show. I need a logo. I need to visualize it, and then I can get down to like what it is. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think it was just.
Then it took off. It just kind of took off.
It was just so much fun, and that's why I fell in love with CATR, and I said yes, and I hope soon to get Leela to.
Yeah, I think I'm being persuaded
say
by
yes
the minute.
To CATR.
Yeah, no, it sounds great, and I'd love to be part of the community.
I mean...
Might have to talk to someone.
Do you
want to
have your own show?
Ooh,
do you want to join a show?
I don't know. I was talking with one of my friends about doing some sort of, like, film show, but I think that already exists. I was having a look, like, film score show. So, I don't know. Maybe I can find my niche, or...
I was going to say, I mean, CATR really allows everyone to be as creative as possible.
Yeah.
And just kind of let your mind roll.
Totally.
So, even if something already exists, put your little, like, personal twist to it.
Totally.
And make it your own show.
Heck yeah.
I love it. Super exciting. But yeah, I mean...
Quick question.
Yes.
So, Discorder, the magazine, that's... Yeah. Under CITR? Or?
So, like, CITR and Discorder are, like, both part of, like, the same... It's, like, the same thing. So, like, CITR is the radio station.
Yeah.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. and then we have Discorder, which is, like, the student magazine that we have.
Yeah.
That we distribute primarily on campus here at UBC. But we also distribute in various different organizations around Vancouver. I think we have a couple setups down on, like, Maine, where you can, like, drop by, grab
Sweet.
A little newspaper and check it out. Cool. If you are interested in like what the schedule is for other shows that broadcast live on CATR, there's a little section in the newspaper that tells you exactly the schedule
nice.
Of everyone. I was recently added to it, guys, so that's super exciting. and yeah, it's just a lot of fun. And then
Sweet.
people who are more physical writing than vocal.
Tangible, yeah.
Yeah, like kind of like tangible writing.
Yeah.
They go crazy on the Discord.
Well, yeah, that might be a good place for me to slide in.
Yeah, you can start there. You can,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it also, again, CATR is somewhere, another reason why I said yes is that I feel very comfortable with what I do.
Yeah.
Because if I don't like to do something live, or if I want to kind of take a break from, you know, the stress of having to plan a show, I just kind of, you know, go and do a podcast instead. And then
right.
it gets just broadcasted.
Lots of
and
avenues
it's just,
there's
and so
stuff.
Much creative liberty, truly.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's great.
That basically comes to the end because we do have 30 seconds until we say goodbye. But I'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Tune in. If you guys have an album that you guys want to let me know and I should review, reach out to me at Discali_Discali_ on Instagram and just shoot me a DM. But thank you so much, guys, for tuning in. Like I said, we have Dave Presents with the Eclectic Lunch. Leela, thank you so much for coming, and happy
thank
early
you
birthday. We'll
for
celebrate tomorrow.
Me.
And yeah, super exciting. Thank you guys so much, and
Bye.
I'll see you guys next time.